The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Looking for strategies to help you protect your portfolio in these uncertain times? Visit RobBlack.com. RobBlack.com, powered by EP Wealth.
I'm Rob Black, talking all things financial. The word of the day is murder-related. Stocks are getting a mixture of two things that don't sit well. Persistent inflation and slowing GDP growth. Ouch. Meta sees slowing revenue growth tied towards the ad business, but higher expenses tied towards spending on AI. They lowered their revenue guidance, saying that what they're doing isn't raising guidance, it's lowering guidance due to the economy. That's a bad combination. Had Meta come out and said, great quarter, and we're raising guidance, and we're going to even spend even more money, we would have been okay with that. But the slowing revenue is like, uh-oh. Let's talk about what's happening out there today. First and foremost, don't freak out. Biggest drop of the year. S&P 500 is down 1.4%. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1.8%. The NASDAQ down 1.8%. The Russell down 1.5%. The 10-year Treasury is at 4.71%. So the big winner of the day are old people who like CDs and investors who like safety with treasuries and bonds. Okay, so we're finding one winner. Well, NVIDIA is a winner too, because Meta said it's going to be a multi-year build out of more equipment costs. And NVIDIA is profiting from that, obviously, up 2.6% today, up $21 to $818, well off its high of the mid-950s. So the market's hit a 5% pullback. How do we feel about that? A month ago, it was at a all-time high. I had people contact me who want to become clients of EP Wealth say things like, can you guarantee a 15% because the market's doing so great? I'm like, careful. Five up months make people a little bit lazy and a little bit overconfident. Let's talk about what we're seeing out there today, okay? Again, this is all digestible. And unless you're retired today and drawing on your portfolio, you're probably not that stressed. There is one Magnificent Seven stock that's not looking so magnificent this morning. It's Meta Platforms. 15% lower, fine earnings report, overshadowed by the company's acknowledgement that it'll be pursuing a multi-year investment cycle as it shifts many existing resources to focus on AI. The concern there is that there will be a lot of spending in the near term and not as much payoff in the near term. Therefore, some investors are showing a palpable degree of impatience with the company's plan as they consider a possible opportunity cost of sticking around until the payoff becomes a little bit more clear. Let me give you a little bit more color on Meta. Keep in mind, they dominate everything that they do in social media. Whether it be Threads, now has more active daily users than Twitter. That's interesting. You're talking about Reels, Stories, Instagram, the old-fashioned Facebook, 36.46 billion in revenue. This is all betting on AI working out in the future. Currently, they have 3.2 billion people who use at least one of the apps every day. Still seeing healthy growth in the United States. I find myself on Instagram at times in the middle of the night. But, oh, that's a funny dog video. Or, oh, that's a hard car crash. And guess what comes up next? Oh, another hard car crash. AI is powering more than 50% of the content that people see on Instagram. So it's AI recommended. Glasses are the ideal device for an AI assistant instead of a pin or a badge. And Meta's got something going on there. It's pretty interesting, but I'm not there yet. They raised their guidance on capital expenditures, called CapEx, to a range of $35 to $40 billion, up from $30 to $37 billion. So that extra $4 or $5 billion is not going to go to shareholders. It's going to go to NVIDIA servers. That's the thought anyway, okay? Now, again, this is all, sometimes it's a little bit more art than it is science. Seen outside losses in widely owned and crowded stocks has created some extra angst for Alphabet and Microsoft tonight after they report after the close. Apple's already deflated to start the year, so people are less worried about their report that's going to disappoint, but it's going to disappoint. Meta's not the only drag on the market today. IBM's down 9.9%. HashiCorp is going to be acquired by IBM. Caterpillar stock that I own is off 6.5% today after coming up shy of the first quarter consensus revenue expectations. But really what's hurting Caterpillar today is they said that they're forecasting 2024 sales and revenues to be roughly flat. That's not up, flat. And flat's not down, it's flat. But sometimes flat isn't up, and that's kind of what you got to get now. God, man, did you see the story on Southwest Airlines? They're thinking about ending their boarding policy and going to more towards assigned seatings, and they're thinking about ways to do it. I will say, man, when you oversleep and you get there late and you're in C, that stinks. Would I pay for being moved up front? Well, I already do with American, Delta, and everyone else, right? Companies that are headliners in the busiest period of earnings season include ServiceNow, Chipotle, Mexican Grill. Chipotle had a really nice quarter. They talked about how AI can help when taking people's orders. If they give the rewards number and you order a beef and bean burrito, no beans. Think about that for a little second. They'll see, hey, Rob, last time you were here, you also got chips and salsa. Would you like those today? So AI could kind of recommend things to upsell. And they said they're finding, you know, AI is doing good at creating bowls that are ordered online. AI is doing really well with the avocado, or robots are doing well with the avocado splitting. Comcast, Ford, Southwest Airlines, Northrop Grumman, Lam Research all had results that in the aggregate have not been viewed as positive from the market. So again, those are very individualized companies. So don't take it from me that if you own one of those, that it's bad. Because in aggregate, it's just not, we're just not outperforming in guidance going forward. And that's probably because of what we're seeing with first quarter GDP, the advanced first quarter GDP report. And it'll be revised two more times. Shows that we're at about 1.6% for GDP. We wanted 2.4%. In the fourth quarter, we got 3.4%. So we're slow and fast. Now, personal consumption expenditure grew 2.5%. So ultimately, what we have is inflation's being persistent, staying in that 3% range, which isn't horrible. It's better than 9% for sure, but it's creating a stagflation label where we're seeing revenue grow slower with inflation still there. That's a bad combination, ladies and gentlemen. 10-year Treasury sits at 4.7%. So right now, it's better to be a saver than an investor. Unless you're an opportunistic investor, that may be something you start thinking about. I don't have the plan for you. I work with a CFP. If you want to talk about a plan for you, let me know. I'll get to know you and see if we can help you. Big event coming up May the 9th, right after May the 4th. You can sign up for the event in Palo Alto at robblackshow.com. It's Rob Black Show. It's May the 9th, 6:30 to 8:30 Palo Alto. Sign up at robblackshow.com.
Maybe you feel like you're in good shape for retirement, but have you really taken everything into account? Find out how you're really doing at a wealth preservation and retirement planning event May 9th in Palo Alto, hosted by Rob Black and CFP Chad Burton of EP Wealth Advisors. Rob will provide timely commentary, and Chad will share specific strategies for taxes, income, long-term care, safe money, retirement products, alternative investments, estate protection goals, and more. If you have at least $500,000 in investable assets and want to retire better, pass on your estate, and minimize taxes, this event is for you. Find out if you're on the right track at this free wealth preservation and retirement planning event. That's Thursday evening, May 9th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto. Space is limited, so sign up today at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
So making things worse today is that Americans are falling behind on their payments on not just credit cards, but auto loans, rent, bills. Credit card debt rose $143 billion in the fourth quarter of 2023, up from the previous year before. So that debt has to be serviced, and at higher interest rates, it hurts. But the Fed's in a quandary because consumer prices increased at 3.4%, well in advance of the expectations at 1.8%. 10-year Treasury sits at 4.7%. With my money, I'm keeping that in money markets right now. Am I waiting for a bigger pullback? Yes, because we're only at about 5%. Could we get 10%? Absolutely. If there's a special stock that catches my eye, maybe I'll put some of that money to use. NVIDIA was a big winner, in my opinion, from this news today. Meta failed to attain revenue growth projections in the first quarter, raising questions about the monetization of AI. But I tend to stop Mark Zuckerberg, who's been known to spend on projects, to saying, you know, we're going to spend an extra $5 billion on infrastructure, and NVIDIA is the infrastructure of AI. And on some levels, the metaverse as well. So when you spend an extra $5 to $10 billion, it takes $5 to $10 billion of profit out. But that combination of what Meta said, of saying that revenues won't be as high as expected next quarter, it's kind of the double whammy. What else do we have to hit? The Biden administration is doing some cute things, in my opinion, on airlines. If your flight is canceled, if it's not rescheduled, if you bought a seat in an aisle and your next plane doesn't have an aisle seat, they have to refund that to you. If they check your bag and it's not delivered in 12 hours, they have to refund that to you. It's cute, and I get it. That helps the average person a lot. A lot. Did you see that Clear is in the news in California? Clear being, I know you're saying, what is that? What is that? What is that? What is that? Clear being the biometric scan, and TSA walks you straight up to the front of the line of security scans. Well, California is saying it's not fair. Just because Rob has $189 to burn every year on that, why does he get up front of the line? It's like he's skipping or cutting, and people who can't afford that are standing in longer lines. I don't have Clear for the record, but it does have that feeling of the haves and the have-nots. But it's also something that helps keep jobs there, biometric, and it would probably create longer lines. I don't know. You tell me. It's interesting. I'm looking at the Biden administration cutting $153 billion in student debt. That's mostly going to people who have older debt. It's not going for kids who are just coming out of college. So how about the kids who are just going into college? Well, this year it's going to be more expensive. They're going to take on more debt than ever, $37,000+. The problem is that tuition and fees have more than doubled over the past 12 years, and tuition and fees are less than half the total cost of college. So if 1 year at a public school is $44,000, and that's less than half of the total cost, when you're starting to add in things like room and board, books, transportation, you're talking $100,000 a year. So a four-year public school is $100,000 a year. 60% of families that go to college use scholarships. That's higher than number than I would have thought. To the tune of $8,100. It's not enough to put off that $100,000, is it? At 30 years old, you should have roughly 1 year's salary in your retirement savings. At 40 years old, you should have roughly three times your salary. At 50, you should have roughly six times your salary. I want you to have 10 to 20 times your salary by the time you quit and retire. I want you to continue working until you get Medicare so that you don't have to fund your own medical expenses. And so that you also don't make the mistake of having a heart attack without medical care. A little later in the show, I'm going to talk about mortgages with Scott Thompson, Mr. Mortgageman. He's coming up. Need to get an invite out to him. BlackRock's doing something interesting. BlackRock wants to make it easier to get paycheck-like income from your retirement savings. I like this idea. So waiting on dividends and waiting on Social Security and It's kind of a weird thought, right? Right now, you got a paycheck coming in while you're working, and you know exactly what's coming in every 2 weeks. BlackRock, the largest asset manager, has launched a new product to help workers figure out their retirement savings into a regular income stream that mimics the paycheck they're already receiving during their working years. The BlackRock product called LifePath Paycheck aims to make one choice simpler: how to withdraw from your lifetime investments. Workers right now face a broad shift from defined benefit plans like pensions that basically kept you on that paycheck type business model. This is a revolution. I like this. The strategy provided guaranteed income through a target date fund, which typically provides a mix of stocks, bonds, and other investments. Employees who opt into the LifePath Paycheck through their employer-provided retirement plan will start making allocations to lifetime income starting at age 55. Then starting at age 59 and a half and up until year 72, they may start regular withdrawals from that sum. I like that idea of a fund that tells you exactly how much you can take out of if you start right now. It's not always going to work like that, because obviously there's going to be ups and downs in the stock market and the bond market. But I like that idea. It's kind of 21st century in my mind. I don't know. Do you feel that? What? You picking up what I'm putting down? Let's take a quick look at the markets and see how we're doing as the morning goes on. Is it a buy the dip market, or is it a things are going to get worse? Well, on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, they're getting worse. We're down about 700 points now. The NASDAQ is down 250 points, kind of going sideways in the last 30 minutes. They're also 2,000 down 1.5%. S&P 500 kind of going sideways as well. So most of the damage looks like it's been done in the first hour, except for the Dow. It's extending some losses lower. 10-year Treasury sits at 4.71%. Big event coming up May 9th at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto, Wealth Preservation Retirement Planning. If you're not ready for market pullbacks, and this is only a 5% pullback from the recent high, we can go 10 and we can slip into a bear market at 20%. Don't think we're going 20, but want to learn more? Thursday, May 9th, 6:30 to 8:30, all about retirement, all about wealth preservation. Sign up at robblackshow.com. It's Thursday, May 9th, 6:30 to 8:30. Listen to the commercial. You'll hear it there as well. I'm Rob Black.
Visit the Rob Black Show online at robblackshow.com. Listen to archived podcasts, market updates, and information from EP Wealth certified financial planners online at robblackshow.com.
Wayne Gretzky famously said, don't go to, you know, don't play the puck, go to where the puck's going. You always seem to be at the right place at the right time. That's why I'm bringing on Scott Thompson, Mr. Mortgage Man. He's talking mortgages. It's not something you're thinking about right now with interest rates moving higher, with the economy moving slower, with inflation and high cost of homes. But it's something you should always be thinking about in the future. And sometimes emergencies come up and you have to buy or sell. A friend of mine moved to Boston last year right around this time. And they're not very happy with the product they got or the home they got. So three times you should buy a home with high interest rates, because we have high interest rates right now. Again, historically, not bad. My father would have been pleased with these rates. But because we've had such a 15-year cycle of lower rates, people are a little bit freaked out. Scott, Mr. Mortgage Man, let's talk about the times you should buy, even when interest rates are high. I think the first one comes up with your dream home. I am looking for my next home. Not there yet. I'm a little bit busy, but I'd like to buy my retirement home or a rental property in the next 3 to 24 months. I'm in no rush, you could see, but if I find it, I'm going to want to put an offer on it. Thoughts?
Yeah, great. I mean, the key word is dream, right? Yep. So dream home is a rare opportunity, and it just might not be there very long. So even with the higher interest rates, I would consider purchasing now if you find it, because if you wait, you may lose that opportunity for that home that you fall in love with or want to retire at. And, you know, that opportunity might not arise anytime soon. So I like to think you marry the house and you date the rate. So what does that mean? You can always refinance to a lower rate in the future. When rates are lower.
Yeah, there is one regret on one home that I saw a couple years back. It was in Santa Barbara. It was 3 minutes from the beach, and it had a lovely, lovely garden in the backyard with quite unique sculptures and architecture in the home. Any houses that you ever looked at that you wish you would have made an offer on and didn't?
Yeah, well, it was more I made offers and just didn't get the ones that I really wanted. But
okay.
funny enough, like the right home was right around the corner. So you get over it and it was meant to be. So
another time you should consider buying a home, even with higher interest rates, is when you can afford it. Like I said, these are high rates in the last 15 years, but these are not high rates of all time. And it's all about the payment. I look at my payment as $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month. I don't look at it as the interest rate per se. Thoughts?
Well, I think it's just really important to crunch the numbers
yep.
and review your budget carefully. I think you may be surprised how much you can afford even to date in today's, you know, with the higher rates. And just remember, like, mortgage interest rates are temporary. They go up and down over time every day. So if you can afford a home at a higher rate, again, there's always going to be an opportunity to refinance in the future.
And with the economy slowing down, according to the GDP report today, there's good thought that that'll kill inflation in the near term, which should allow the Fed to lower interest rates and potentially get you into a refi from that higher rate down a couple of years from now. Another time you should buy a home, even with higher interest rates, is when the alternative is renting for life, or the alternative is renting and it's a similar fee. I know that home ownership is something I take pride in. I know that I build equity slowly. I know that it works over time. What are some other thoughts here?
Well, the show is about finance. And
yep.
so renting is not a long-term investment, and it won't help you but build equity. And while it may be more expensive to be a homeowner, there are multiple advantages to owning your own home versus renting. So just a couple quick ones. You mentioned it, home equity.
Yep.
Two, big one, interest tax deductions. So, you know, one of the biggest benefits of home ownership is being able to deduct your mortgage interest from your taxable income each year, which with these higher interest rates could be substantial. And then lastly, as a homeowner, there's always the potential to make profit when you sell the home. As a renter, you obviously can't.
And that's a real tax efficient way of doing it too, with the capital gains tax or exclusion for single and married couples up to $500,000. Thanks very much, Scott. It's Scott Thompson. He's known as Mr. Mortgage Man on this show. His website is Mr. MR Mortgage, MORTGAGE. Man, MAN.com. So MrMortgageMan.com, all three words mashed together with no underlines or underscores. It's just MrMortgageMan.com. In today's elevated mortgage rate environment, I know it's tricky. I know it's not preferable, but it doesn't mean that you should refrain from acting. If you discover your dream home, you can afford the interest rate. You can afford the home is affordable on a monthly basis. And if it's an alternative to rent, it may be the teeter-totter that it's not going to work out this year, but next year, you know, your rent's going to go higher. It could be worth it in the long run. So thanks very much. It's Scott Thompson, MrMortgageMan.com, MrMortgageMan.com. Teaching you how to think outside the box with mortgages and mortgage approval. He is in the Bay Area, good friend of mine and someone I trust. You can find him online at MrMortgageMan.com. Let's go back and talk stock markets. I know it's on a lot of people's minds. What's going on? What's the update? There's a Meta fallout in economic data into a toxic mix today. You have had the S&P 500 really move higher because of Meta and NVIDIA and Microsoft. They were the primary drivers this year. Last year, you included Apple and Tesla in that group. Now they've pulled back as well. Today, we're going to get Microsoft and Alphabet reporting today after the market. And if we take out those magnificent seven from the last 15 months of the stock market, where would the market be? Let's just put it this way. Not a lot going on. So Amazon.com as well is moving a little bit lower today. I do want to take a quick look at some of these stocks and give you an idea of the numbers. And I look at pullbacks in my life as opportunities, not as stress. when I retire in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I'll look at it as a stress. So Amazon's down $5 today, down 2.8%. Microsoft's down 16%, down 4%. NVIDIA's up 14% because Meta said they're going to spend more money this year and more money next year to get the infrastructure up to speed so they can service AI to you. Here's a cool idea of how AI can work with Meta. Again, let's say I watch a video and it's a train wreck, literal train wreck. Or maybe it's a video of me, a financial guy who's saying, you know, nice things about the stock market. He's handsome. Well, it may serve me up another ad that looks just like a good-looking person talking about the stock market. Now, here's where it gets really cool is with AI, I'm in my 50s. It's going to serve me up someone who looks like me. If you're in 40s, it'll serve you up a different ad of someone who looks like you. And if you're in your 30s, it'll get you someone who's more of a millennial or a Generation Z-er. That's pretty cool. So because it's digital ads being serviced, they can even create the ad. Like if they see in the past, I've liked videos that have dogs in them. It could be an ad on financial planning that has a dog in it. And whereas, let's say you have a cat, maybe you're in your 40s, it'll serve you up someone who looks like you that's looking out their window to the future, and there's a cat in the window. And these ads could dynamically be changed. Very manipulative, yes. But that's some of the power of it. What is the number that Meta said last night in their conference call? This one just blew me away. 3.2 billion people use at least one of their apps each and every day. That's pretty impressive. When you look at their apps, they own the social graph. And if Meta, if TikTok goes away, or let's just put it this way, if the algorithm that powers TikTok goes away and TikTok stays in the United States, it's not going to be nearly as powerful. So Meta owns Facebook, Threads, Reels, Stories, Instagram, WhatsApp, and the hardware right now, the Quest 3. But they've recently said that they're going to license their operating system, their Horizon operating system for the metaverse out and let other companies make the hardware like Lenovo and Samsung. That should save them billions in hardware development costs. Again, maybe they'll come out with a pro version. We don't know yet. But long story short, they own social media. And if TikTok does lose their placement in the app stores, that benefits them. Picking up what I'm putting down? Hopefully. Let's move further. Let's talk about some travel cards. The best travel cards for flexible rewards is the Chase Sapphire Preferred. Best travel credit card for frequent travelers, the Capital One Venture Rewards. Best with no annual fee is the Capital One Venture One Rewards. Best for earnings rewards is the Citi Premier Card. Best for students is the Bank of America Travel Rewards. Best travel cards for someone with average credit is the Credit One Bank Wander Card. Best with a welcome offer right now is the Discover It Miles Card. Again, a lot of choices in the world. Do you see what I'm saying? Depends on if you're looking to pay, if you're looking for better rewards, if you're looking for cash back, if you're a student. In finance, there are no right answers. There's just compromises. You can find me online at robblackshow.com. It's robblackshow.com. Looking at the markets, again, not getting much better. The Dow's drifting a little bit lower. The NASDAQ's still going pretty much so sideways, down 1.6%, down 260. Same with the S&P 500 going down 1.2%. Big event coming up May 9th. Wealth Preservation Retirement Planning at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto. Sign up, robblackshow.com.
This interview featured on The Rob Black Show is brought to you by EP Wealth. Learn more at robblack.com.
So today's news is a reminder that the best laid plans of mice and men can go awry.
I him, you know, he looks like
we started off in December expecting 6 rate cuts for 2024. Stock market was loving that. We saw inflation coming down. And then in January and February and March, we started inflation kind of pop a little higher, blip a little higher, but 3 blips in a row is a bump. it's not at a bad level, heinous level. A year ago was at a heinous level. But we started seeing jobs stick around and people spend their money and the YOLO splurging. YOLO, you only live once. People buying tickets to see Taylor Swift, booking summer trips to Europe, deciding that you need a treat or several treats. Treat, treat, treat. Consumer COVID hangover is lasting longer than a lot of people expected. People are using products that are stupid, like buy now, pay later. And you have to pay later. We're starting to see all debt levels on the consumer move a little bit higher. Not troublesome yet, but credit card debt, auto loan debt, renting, missing bills. It's going to become problematic if it persists. You got to learn the world between needs and wants. In my opinion, I know that sounds like a jerk thing to say, right? But I look at friends who spend way too much money, family members who spend way too much money. You know, remember how my mother passed away a couple years ago and I got a pretty nice inheritance out of it? One of my brothers is on his third trip to Europe. One with a girlfriend. He got divorced and never remarried. One with his daughter and one with that same girlfriend again. And he had the audacity to post on Instagram. Prices were so good, I couldn't say no. No, no. Mom left you money and you're blowing it. Now, again, I think you should spend some of it. But three trips to Europe in under 18 months is too much. And he's a normal human being. He just got some cash and wants to put it to use. Got an email from someone asking, and this is what I do. If you want to ask me, we can run through the numbers. I work with a financial planning firm and I'd love for you to work with them, but I don't have to, I don't insist on that. This email comes to me from Brandon, 68 years old with $1.4 million in savings and another $1 million in stock. Can I retire at 70? $400,000 in CDs, $1 million in stocks, $1 million in the 401k, $4,200 in Social Security coming, has a rental in Florida that's pulling in $4,000 a month, but that's not always there because it's a hurricane state and sometimes it has to get shut down. He's renting, and I'm like, well, you've done great accumulating wealth, for sure. For sure, dude. For sure, you look good. 68 years old, pretty close to 70. I'd like to see you stretch out that Social Security and take it at 70 instead of he's already taken it, unless he needed it. I like the $400,000 in CDs because that's getting 5% right now. But the money in the stocks, I don't know what he owns. And let's say a 5% pullback has suddenly turned $1 million into $950,000. Right? What if he's living off, like, we don't know his budget and we don't know his expenses. And that's a big part of it. So I think that $4,200 in Social Security is going to cover his medical expenses. So let's just scratch that off. Now he's down to the $400,000 in CDs and $1 million in stock. That's pretty good. That should pay him about $60,000 a year. What's his budget? We don't know. That's a problem. He's renting a piece of property. So that if he's renting in San Francisco, that could be $5,000 a month easy. So that's $60,000 a year. And he's only getting paid about $60,000 a year, right? Safely. So this is what I do for a living. I help people run scenarios, try to help them figure out their emotions. A month ago, I was getting emails from people when the market was hitting all-time highs. And because I live in the Bay Area, we own a lot of stocks from the Bay Area, and people are sitting pretty fat and pretty good. We've talked about the employees from NVIDIA who've retired with $30-plus million just by buying employee stock. Expecting that stock to do what it's done is ridiculous, but also it's once you get to a $1 trillion market cap, it becomes much, much more difficult. And ultimately, I think NVIDIA is going to be treated like a semiconductor company, even though they have a large software business and they're trying to set up a subscription to their hardware business. There's different types of businesses. I like Meta because it's social. They don't really have a subscription business. I'd like to see them get one to get that regular income coming in and not relying totally on advertising, or do like what the streamers are doing. If you want to enjoy Netflix without ads, you pay a little bit more. But I think everyone needs to be kind of sober at this point in time. This is only a 5% pullback, and yet you're seeing some larger than 5% pullbacks in some of the tech names that have gone up. Again, earlier in the show, I told you I own Caterpillar, and Caterpillar's going to beat pretty hard today. But here's why I bought Caterpillar. I bought it for the dividend. I actually want it to go lower. As long as they get the free cash flow coming in, I'm okay. So from age, 62 to 90, it's going to pay me 1.4%, $5.20 a year. That's pretty attractive to me on the shares that I own. Now, again, on a one-year basis, I'm thrilled with the stock. It's gone from 180 to 336. It's had too fast of a run. I bought it around 200 last year with the idea of I want an income stock. As long as they don't cancel that dividend, I'm fine. Stock performance was great, but also when it pulls back, it's fine because I'm buying more shares for the same dividend because I'm doing the stock buyback. Big event coming up May 9th in Palo Alto at the Elks Lodge, Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. It's one of my last events in the Palo Alto area. Set up at robblackshow.com. It's robblackshow.com.
Maybe you feel like you're in good shape for retirement, but have you really taken everything into account? Find out how you're really doing at a wealth preservation and retirement planning event May 9th in Palo Alto, hosted by Rob Black and CFP Chad Burton of EP Wealth Advisors. Rob will provide timely commentary, and Chad will share specific strategies for taxes, income, long-term care, safe money, retirement products, alternative investments, estate protection goals, and more. If you have at least $500,000 in investable assets and want to retire better, pass on your estate, and minimize taxes, this event is for you. Find out if you're on the right track at this free wealth preservation and retirement planning event. That's Thursday evening, May 9th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto. Space is limited, so sign up today at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.